Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter where you are in the country or the state. We welcome you, and we say good morning to you as well. It's Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and it's 7:34 a.m. Well, Mardi Gras break is over, and those school zones are back in effect. Not only is everybody else back on the grind, but those kids are as well. So if you're just getting your morning started and you're driving through those school zones, getting to work, getting the kids to school, or you're dropping kids off at bus stops, a lot of kids are walking to school. Please be mindful about those kids. It's that time again, and we always like to remind you that those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock, so give yourself enough time to get there on time and slow down. as we were driving in this morning. It's a little bit foggy, but it's not a bad morning. But just a reminder, be careful, be safe, don't be distracted. There are so many things happening on the road, and you know, one bad decision, answering one text while you're driving or trying to do something that you shouldn't be doing, could create a bad mistake. So please be mindful about that, not only this morning, but every morning. Well, you know, this is still February, and throughout the month, we're trying to bring very special shows that will enlighten us and help us all to get better. Not only is it the Love Month, it's Heart Month, and it's African American History Month. And as many of you know who listen to the show, we have a partnership with Essence Magazine, and every month we try to bring something from the magazine that will hopefully enlighten you and make you think just a little bit differently. And this month's Essence Magazine on the cover is Gabrielle and Dwayne. And but inside the magazine, there are lots of articles, but one that really struck us was teen dating violence awareness. And for many people, you may or may not know that this year was the first year that the president enacted what is now Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. Yes, President Obama declared February as National Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. He said, and I quote, "The consequences of dating violence, spanning impaired development to physical harm, pose a threat to the health and well-being of teens across our nation. And it is essential we come together to break the cycle of violence that burdens too many of our sons and daughters." And he called upon all Americans to support efforts in their communities and schools and in their own families to empower young people to develop healthy relationships throughout their lives and to engage in activities that prevent and respond to teen dating violence. For this month, he says, we are committed for this month to helping young people and families spread awareness when it comes to this very critical issue. And one of the ways that they started doing that was with the social networking medias. And so this morning we thought that it was an important subject, and inside the covers of Essence Magazine is an incredible article, and it's entitled A Dangerous Kind of Love. And what we're gonna do is we're going to talk to a mother who actually lost her daughter to teen dating violence. She was actually murdered by her 16-year-old boyfriend. She was 15 years old, and she was murdered by her boyfriend, and she has made it her mission to empower, enlighten, and inspire all families about the dangers of teen dating violence. As you know, we've been talking about this being the Love Month, but I think that we have to truly understand what love really means, and we have to equip not only our girls, but our boys. And I think that this subject is so poignant because we don't want to just start talking to our teens when they start dating. We want to start talking to them before they start dating. We want to start talking to them in what is now being called those tween years or those preteen years. And we've got to start talking to our young boys who will be young men. And we've got to let them know, for those parents out there who have boys, we have to let them know what is acceptable and what is absolutely unacceptable. And for our girls, we have to really begin to empower them to love themselves, to be able to walk away from these relationships that ultimately could be dangerous. And what statistics show is that one in 10 or worse are affected by some sort of teen domestic violence. 1 in 10 teen girls and 1 in 11 teen boys admits to having experienced physical violence in a dating relationship in the past year. Statistics also show that 1 in 3 teens stay and they know someone who has been physically assaulted or hurt. 1 in 3 teens stay in these relationships. And then there are others that absolutely know that it's occurring. And so this is an issue that many parents, may or may not be aware of. And we know that once our kids get to a certain age, they stop confiding in us. They stop thinking that we know everything. They stop talking to us. And in this world of social media with texting and cell phones and Facebook, sometimes we can get disconnected to what our kids are doing and what's going on in their heads. And so that's why this show is critical. That's why Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month is also critical. And I know that many people are going to take action to bring more awareness in schools. And when you hear Carolyn Mosley's story of her daughter's death and you hear the accounts of what happened, I think it's going to give us all pause and make us say, you know what, these are conversations that we really need to start having, even when our kids say it's awkward. And my son says that to us a lot. Oh, that's so awkward to talk about. Why are we talking about this? Do we have to? Yes. The answer is unequivocally yes. We have to have these conversations regardless to how awkward they are, how uncomfortable they are. We've got to find out what's going on with our kids, and we've got to be able to relate to them on a level where that they can understand, and we can try to protect our kids and keep these issues from happening in the future. And so that's going to be the vein of our conversation this morning. If you have got teenagers who are dating, or you've got preteens who think that they never will have a girlfriend, well, this is a conversation that you don't want to miss. It's an incredible story of tragedy, but is overcome by a mother's triumphant spirit to make a difference. We're going to take a break here, but when we're back, we're going to introduce you to Miss Carolyn Mosley. We'll be back right after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
again.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
The Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's isn't just the Filet-O-Fish. It's the one and only Filet-O-Fish. And it's tough being the one and only. Look, I know. Like me, the Filet-O-Fish is unique. It's got a golden filet and American cheese on a steamed bun. And like me, we're both one of a kind.
Wait, aren't you a twin?
Well, I was first, so I'm the original.
The simple joy of being unique. Enjoy the one and only Filet-O-Fish. Flaky white fish, tartar sauce, American cheese all on a steamed bun. There's nothing else like it. Participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of The Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining the show, this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. And this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path with Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. Listen, if you have been neglectful or you have not had your finances right where they need to be, well, start by engaging Carol Kinder, who is a Pathway Advisor, and you can phone her at 318-448-8600. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Bunkie, you can visit him on Shirley Road. But if you're in Avoyelles Parish, simply dial 318-346-6695. Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? And also, we say it every single morning, we're going to continue to say it. If you've been in a car accident and you're just not sure if you need an attorney or what your legal rights are or where you should go from here, Brian Kubero and Associates is who you should phone first for your free consultation. Get all the information, get an attorney and a team that you can trust. And here's the number. It's 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. That's LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we told you that we partner with Essence Magazine every month to bring articles from the magazine in case you didn't read them yet. And we want to bring them to you, that those articles that are just, sometimes you may miss those articles, but they just touch your heart in a way that if you had read it, you would feel the way that we do. And so we try to look for those articles, maybe not always the obvious articles. And this month in the February edition of Essence Magazine, we chose to feature a story called A Dangerous Kind of Love. And in 2003, 15-year-old Atrella Mosley was murdered by her boyfriend. Since then, her mother, Carolyn White Mosley, has launched a crusade. You hear me? A crusade to make sure teens learn how to have healthy, loving relationships. And we welcome Miss Carolyn Mosley, Carolyn White Mosley, to the OPT for the very first time. Carolyn, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So glad to have you, Carolyn. I want to first start by talking about Atrella being a happy, healthy, normal teenage girl, very outgoing, very popular. And then she starts dating this young man. Let's talk about how the whole story unfolds.
Well, how it started was Atrella came home on a little bit before Christmas, and she said, well, Mom, I met somebody. I kind of like him. You know, I think I want him to be my little boyfriend, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I need to meet him. Let me meet him. Mm-hmm. And she brought him to the house on January 1st, 2003. And he was a nice young man, and, you know, they both seemed very happy, and everything was well. And so I laid down my rules in regards to what type of relationship they would have, mm-hmm. because it wasn't like an adult relationship, girlfriend and boyfriend. You know, children have to know that they can see each other, but there are stipulations that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke down the stipulations, and I spoke with them and told them, you know, basically, you know, you don't go anywhere by yourself. You guys won't be like are you going to go to the movies with just the two of you? But wasn't that kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was a boyfriend-girlfriend type of relationship where they group dated, where, you know, she may go with a bunch of girls, and you mm-hmm. may go with a bunch of boys, and they'd all be together.
Right.
So basically, that was the relationship that they had, and both of them were very, very well-behaved and well-children.
Mm-hmm. And good kids, both very popular.
Yes.
He was the quarterback of the football team, so he was a high school football star, and she's a cheerleader, very popular. So when does it get to the point where it looks like maybe there is a problem?
Well, what it was, both of them were 8 honor roll students, and Charlotte came home one day, and she was like, Mom, I can't be with him anymore. And I'm like, what's going on, baby? And she stated, she said, Mom, he don't want me to wear spaghetti strap shirts. Well, let me explain that.
Okay.
In my children growing up, see, I was abused in my lifetime mm-hmm. by different people,
mm-hmm.
by different men in my life, and different types of abuse. So it has caused me to be very cautious of a controlling issue because that is the groundwork, that is the root mm-hmm. of all of control.
Right.
And I taught my children that. So she knew that by him beginning to start stating what he wanted her to wear or how he wanted her to look or even how he wanted her to feel
mm-hmm.
was an issue of controlling. So she came home and she was like, Mom, you don't want me to wear spaghetti strap shirts anymore, and I can't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you told us to be watchful, and I think that's a controlling issue about to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you're right, sweetie. So just because of that, she broke up with him.
Wow.
My baby broke up with him over a spaghetti strap shirt.
Wow.
This angered him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, see, he's used to young ladies breaking up with him and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up with him and coming back.
Right.
And let me speak on that. I've taught my children, once you break up, don't keep going back.
Right.
The simple reason is going back and forth only angers the situation and makes it a greater problem.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, she knew once she let go, it was a let go.
Mm-hmm.
He thought she was going to come back. So it continued to anger him because she wouldn't.
Okay.
And he even stated that he had to make an example out of my daughter.
Wow. And so,
leave me and not come back.
Right. And so when he realized that she wouldn't be coming back, then what happened?
When he realized that she wouldn't be coming back, like I said, that angered him, and that caused him to ponder on what he could do or what he thought he needed to do to make her come back to him. He started stating things like, I'm going to kill myself. No one loves me. I can't live without you and Mom, which was me. He
mm-hmm.
called me Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't live without you and Mom in my life. You know, he started throwing the guilty threats
mm-hmm.
and the calling for help threats out.
Wow.
And in the process of him doing that, our child was like, well, Mom, we got to help him. Because, yes, she has a good heart,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to make sure that he was okay. And in the process of her saying, you know, Mom, we got to do something, you know, he tried to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
He tried all kinds of things to get her back in his life, but she wouldn't come back. Although they were talking on the phone sometimes, but she would not go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I promised her, she said, Mom, one day she looked at me, and she said, Mom, with tears in her eyes, she said, Mom, you got to get him some help.
Hmm.
And I said, Charla, what do you expect for me to do, baby? She said, Mama, you can do it. I hear those words from her all the time when I felt even I, as an adult, couldn't do something. My baby would look at me and say, Mama, you can do it.
And so, Carolyn, let me ask you this. At that point, did you try to reach out to his parents?
At that point, that's when it happened. I called his parents, and I said, I need to speak with you guys in regards to your son.
Mm-hmm.
And we set an appointment, and after a long drawn-out, not meeting here and not meeting their parents, not showing up, this, that, and the other, we finally met. And when we did meet, I spoke with his father and his mother, and I said, your child needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already arranged for him to get the help and assistance that he needed at a school that I was very familiar with. It's
mm-hmm.
a behavior school. And I had already arranged at that time. I had money, and I was like, you know, I'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything. But it offended the father because the father felt as though I was coming in there trying to run his house.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, later on, we found out that there was a hidden agenda in the closet, you know, you don't want, he told me, you take care of yours, and I'll take care of mine. Well, with me being the type of parent that I am, I feel that you're going to take care of your child.
Right.
But in the meantime, you didn't.
Wow.
And that same night, which was a Thursday night, that same night, your child stays up all night figuring out the positive ways, the most powerful points on a person to kill them quickly.
Wow.
So, no, you're not taking care of your child. But I had promised Trella that I would get him some help. And I'm like, okay, well, Trella, what am I supposed to do now? I don't know, Mama, but you got to find him some help.
Hmm.
But his father don't want to accept the help that we're giving him. Mama, you can do it.
Wow. And so nothing comes from the meeting with the family. They just sort of bypass it.
Only thing came from the meeting with the family was the child being angry because the child asked me to help him too. Okay, and in the process of him asking me to help him, I told him that I would. But when he heard his father turn down the assistance that I was trying to get him, that only angered that child even more because now he has no one on his side.
Wow. And so the child's name that we're talking about is Marcus. And so how long is it after that, on that fateful day in March, when Otrella goes to school, normal day, wearing white, ironically enough, all white, even down to the ribbon in her hair, how long is it after that meeting that Otrella's days have literally been numbered after that? How long?
Wasn't even 24 hours.
Wow.
The meeting that I had with the parents, I was that Thursday. Well, I had the meeting that Wednesday. That Thursday, Marcus did some crazy things at school, and he called me instead of his parents. And I went up to the school because he broke my daughter's phone. He threw up against the wall. He and I had a conversation. On my way taking him home from school, he tried to jump out of my car.
Wow.
In moving traffic, and it was very busy here in Austin, Texas.
Mm.
After I finally got him home, his father was sitting in the garage, and I'm with tears in my eyes. Charles crying in the back seat. I said, man, you need to get this child some help.
My God.
This child needs some help. I said, I don't want him calling my house anymore. I don't want him around my daughter anymore. I said, you need to focus on your child. That man looked at me and said, okay, Miss Carolyn, I'll get him some help. I drove out of that driveway with now Marcus sitting in the seat that where his father was sitting. We get home, and the child is just crying. She said, Mama, don't give up. Please don't give up.
Hmm.
Don't give up on him.
Hmm.
My baby begged me not to give up on this young man. And I said, okay, baby, I'm going to do what I can, but I don't know what I can do, Trella. I just don't know what I can do, baby. Mama, you'll find something. I said, okay. So on Friday morning, Trella got up, and, oh, my baby was beautiful. She had all white, you know, white, beautiful little makeup on. She had put her makeup back on, and I took her to school, and she was walking up the aisle, and I said, babe, I love you. And she said, Mama, I love you, too. I said, dang, girl, you look so good. I said, give me them digits. Give me them digits when I call you, you know, because that's the way we play with each other. And she's walking away, so she runs back, and she gives me my kiss and this really, really wonderful hug. And I said, I'll see you later, sweetie. And she said, okay, Mama, I'll see you later. Okay, she was at school all day long.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Carolyn. Let me get a quick let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about that faithful day, that last day for Otrella Mosley. We're going to take a break here, but we're back on the other side right after this. Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been on point with Barlett Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations with Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:09 on February 22nd. It's Wednesday, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And for more information, simply phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment. And we always like to tell you about the things that they have available for women who have had breast surgery, whether it's getting the proper bra and the right fit or getting a prosthesis. For more information, simply phone 318-445-4733. They'll also walk you through how Medicaid and Medicare works. And they've got an incredible team that will really do the paperwork for you. And so all you got to do is just give them a call at 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get Dish. Get Direct. Get your local channels, plus HD and a lot more when you simply phone 767-2220. And that's area 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're talking about February being Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. And we're also showcasing an article from our partners at Essence Magazine that's entitled A Dangerous Kind of Love. We're joined this morning by Carolyn White Mosley, who is the mother of Otrella Mosley. She was murdered by her boyfriend. And Carolyn, I want to take you back almost 9 years ago to March 28th, 2003, when you did drop Otrella off to school. And we were talking about that during the break, that many of us drop our kids off at school and we think nothing else of it. We think that they'll be fine. I want you to talk about that fateful morning.
Well, that morning, you know, we pretty much feel secure. I'm glad you said that, when we take our children somewhere and we automatically say the words, I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
But on this day, when I said, I'll see you later, I mean, I thought I was going to see my baby later.
Yes.
That school day, she went to school, and Marcus' parents dropped him, when his father dropped him off. In my understanding, he told the principal to be watchful of his son because his son had been acting strange. Okay, all day long, Trella and the students and her friends were told that Marcus was making statements that he was going to kill her that day.
Wow.
So basically, the school was aware of the statements, but nothing was ever done. It was a very, very hot day that year here in Austin, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and Marcus was wearing a bomber jacket all day long, sweating profusely, so he would not take the jacket off. At about 4 o'clock in the evening, Trella is normally released early from her last period class so that she could go to the dance group and set up the dance group, because she was the president of the dance group and she was the coordinator, and she sets up and get everything prepared for the students to mm-hmm. come in with her teacher. And this particular day, everyone knows Charla's schedule because she was very well known in school. And she's walking to her class, and she sees a friend of hers, because Charla was a helpmate to everyone. She would normally bring children home to me if they had issues, and I would end up being like the liaison.
Mm-hmm.
I would end up being like the liaison with her and the children, and then with their parents.
Right.
So Charla was walking to class. She saw this young lady crying, and it was a good friend of hers, and she asked her, why was she crying? And she said, well, Marcus is saying he's going to kill you, and
wow.
I'm afraid for you.
Wow.
At that time, Charla turns around, and Marcus is in her face. And he said, I just want to talk to you one more time. And I want everybody to understand, one more time could be the last time.
Wow.
Charla goes upstairs with him voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't pressuring her. She went upstairs with him, and that was on her way to the next class, and they were talking. In the process of them talking, Charla, and this is now him telling us in court what happened, Charla tells him she don't want to hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has this thing about it. She don't want to hear anymore. She puts her hands in her ear. She turns her back to you, and she'll say, la, 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 because
mm-hmm.
she don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of her doing that and walking off from him,
wow.
he stabbed her. He stabbed her in the back.
Wow.
And when he stabbed my daughter in the back, my understanding that knife wound went straight through her heart.
My God.
And he stabbed her 6 more times. And in the process of him stabbing her, he stated, while my baby was on her knees, she stated to him, "I'm sorry. I forgive you, but you do you."
My God.
And he stabbed her again, but she got up and she ran away. Now, in the midst of all this chaos, at 4:15, the bell rang for the children, the other children, to get out. Charlotte's running to try to find some type of safety because, no, she didn't die yet.
Wow.
But she ran the distance of a baseball field, according to the corner.
My God.
And she ran into her teacher's arms, her favorite teacher, thank God. I thank God for Miss Connor being there for my daughter in her last days, her last moments. And my understanding, Miss Connor said that Chella laid in her arms, and my baby told her, "Tell my mom and my sister I love them, but I gotta go." So my daughter left me something. My daughter left me what I had been teaching her, love. She appreciated life in general. She told Mama she loved her. She let me know a goodbye. My daughter learned what true love is because she forgave her killer before she died. A lot of people say, "Carolyn, you know, I would do this. I would get him killed. I would want him dead. I would want that." No. My daughter left love for me. She left love for him. So I took the love that my daughter left for us, and I placed my love into the anger that I had. Because I'm mad enough to kill the world.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I'm mad enough to kill the world, and I don't know how many Christians is out there. God said anger, but sin not.
That's
right. I'm angry.
Yes.
But I'm taking my anger, and I have turned it into love, because see, that's what I taught my children. I taught my children, love yourself daily. Love the people around you, because you don't know when it's your last time. I took that four-letter word. I hear a lot of noise.
No, no, I'm just flipping a page. Go ahead.
Okay, I took that four-letter word, and I made four words out of those letters. L-O-V-E. Learning our value every day. Learning who we are, no matter what the cost, no matter what the cause. Learn who you are. And that's what my daughter did. I saw that. My baby learned how to love herself. My baby had learned how to love others through anything. And that's what I've taken from her. So I couldn't mess that up by saying, "Okay, kill him." I couldn't mess that up by saying all these negative things that people wanted me to do and say. We go through life saying, "Let somebody kill my child. Let somebody hurt my child. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that." Well, guess what? You don't really know.
No, you don't.
Because, see, I tell people, let's just flip the script. Let's flip it. If my child, okay, if my child would have killed him, would I want them to kill her?
Right.
No, because I know what it feels like. I know the pain. I don't want another parent to feel like I feel. So that's what I'm trying to fight this cause, by trying to help parents not go through the pain, the loss of a child.
I tell you what, when
I love my baby.
When I saw those words, love, and the acronym that you created, I want to say it again, because I know people are going to want to write it down, because it touched my heart. And I know that it'll touch our listeners' heart. Learning our value every day. That's what it's about. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with more of Carolyn White Mosley's story of her daughter, Otrella. Back after this. Carol Kinder is your local Pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carol Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carol Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carol Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carol Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This is the official OPT network, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams making this broadcast possible. Carol Furniture, y'all, they've got a full warehouse, 25,000 square feet of merchandise. It's all packaged together. All you've got to do is go in and figure out what you want, and they're going to make it happen for you. They're at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa is always on point. Many, many years of insurance, and she understands what you need. And she wants to help you to look at that to make sure that you're on point with your insurance. Phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts. The number to phone is 318-445-4582. Hickson Automotive Group, get to, if you're looking to purchase a car, We want you to get to Alexandria, Leesville, or Monroe. It doesn't matter. Or you can go to their website by logging on to hicksandhasit.com. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by an incredible woman of courage and love, and her name is Carolyn White Mosley. The story we're talking about is a story that's featured in this month's Essence magazine. It's entitled A Dangerous Kind of Love. And you know, I told you at the top of the show that we try to find articles that maybe Carolyn people flip by and maybe they don't take the time to read. But when our team read your story, Carolyn, and Otrella's story, this is a story that we felt like it was an incredible story of love, is what it really is. And in so many ways. And I want to take you back to March 28th, and I know even some almost 9 years later, it's still hard to tell that story. But the fact of the matter is that dying in her teacher's arms, Otrella still found the courage to love. What did that do for you as a mom?
What it did for me is it was like, wow, the kind of love that my daughter had. Where did she get that from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did she learn that? How did she understand that? You know, after a lot of pondering and thinking, my daughter had a godly love
mm-hmm.
that was so strong, and that's what I miss. I miss that kind of love because it was true. It was real. She was able to get up in the morning and know she looked good. She was able to walk down the hallway with her head up high. Mm-hmm. She was able to build her own self-esteem on love. And understanding that now and knowing that that's what I am running my life on,
mm-hmm.
that type of love. Because that type of love is my fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use. And what that has done to me is just push me to help mm-hmm. others, to try to understand that same type of love.
And so how long is it after Trella's death that you're able to, or were you ever at that time, were you able to confront Marcus and his parents?
Yes, I was able to confront Marcus' parents the same day.
You're kidding.
Yes, ma'am. See, when I went to the hospital, I was called by her friend, one of her friends, and told that Trella got hurt at school and I needed to go to Breckenridge.
Which is the hospital.
The hospital.
Right.
And I drove like a bat out of hell
mm-hmm.
trying to get to Breckenridge. And once I got there, I saw all these people, you know, just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is going on? And one of her friends said, well, Mom, they say Trella's gone. And I said, boy, don't. And wow. Once they did tell me that, and I looked over and I saw them at tears over there crying. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And
the McTeers are Marcus's family, his parents.
Right. Parents. I was like, what is going on? And they said that Marcus killed Trella.
My God.
And when I was told that, you know, I looked at Mrs. McTeer. And she looked at me. And it was just a mother that had lost something dear to her. And she looked at me, and she saw a mother that lost something dear to her. And we was two mothers hugging each other, crying. Because we lost our children that day.
Yes.
Our children died that day. One child died from the hands of another. The other child died from a mental cause, something that slipped in his head. An act of reaching out, trying to get help, but doing it in the wrong manner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we lost two children. And I was able to confront them that day.
Were you angry? Was that an angry confrontation, or was that just a confrontation that we've both lost today?
No, ma'am. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not angry with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry with his father. But I'm not angry with his mother because of things that I found out and that's been going on in their household and things like that. What I'm angry about,
mm-hmm.
I'm angry about a parent that didn't give his child some help.
Right. Was Marcus's dad abusive to Marcus's mom?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he was so reluctant to think that Marcus had a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You when you grow up in situations, you will mimic that situation. Mm-hmm. You have to break that cycle. And no one was there to teach him how to break the cycle. So he went on what he thought he needed to do because this was the way of life.
Right.
His mother walked down the aisle with me at my daughter's funeral services. Wow. His mother sat at my right side at my baby's funeral services.
And
his mother and I did some things together.
So you guys sound like you formed a bond.
We formed a bond, just the mother and I, because we were two mothers who knew what it felt like to lose. Although it was a loss in different ways and different forms, but we both lost.
Is Marcus's mom, are his parents still together?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Wow. And so do you ever have words with Marcus, Atrella's murderer?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I said, was there ever a time where you had words with Marcus, Atrella's murderer?
Yes, I did. I had words with him twice since this has happened. First time I had words with him was in court when they asked me to speak to him. And my last words to him were, I forgive you.
Wow.
But I never forget what you've done. I am a mother, and I'll always be a mother. So never forget that, and I will give you some help.
Wow.
Those were my words to him. And then I spoke to him when we had deposition because I went to everyone's deposition in regards to my case because I wanted to know everything that happened that day. So, yes, I've spoken to him twice.
Did it help you? Was it a sense of comfort to know everything that happened, or was it a deeper source of pain?
It helped me to know because it caused pain, too. It's both.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say that is because I saw how two children pleaded for help.
Mm-hmm.
One was pleading for help for mental health. Help me get my life straight. Help me figure out how to work with my anger.
Mm-hmm.
And one was pleading for help of save me. He's going to kill me.
Mm.
So I saw these two different types of pleads.
Right.
And it hurt that the children went through that.
Mm-hmm.
That one day,
mm-hmm.
although he was hurting throughout his life, but that one day, no one listened to those children. No one called me. Now, you can call me when she needs her tennis shoes or when she wants me to bring pizza for the class.
Right.
You as a principal, you as a teacher, you as a counselor, you'll call me for those type of things. But we got a child saying he's going to kill me, and you not call me one time throughout the whole day?
How angry at the school were you?
I'm still angry with the school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still angry with the school. That is why I am doing what I do now, because I can go into any school in the state of Texas. That's a part of my because I sued the school, and that's a part of my lawsuit. I don't want your money. I just want to be able to go to any school in Texas to see if what we're doing is being implemented in these schools to make sure these children are safe.
Right. And talk about the law that was passed after Otrella's murder.
We have three laws that's been passed and have now been accepted in 12 different states. And now in Congress being considered for nationwide passing. One is House Bill 944, which is an educational law that says that they have to start educating these children on abuse and the prevention of it. Hopefully it's going to be taught in the health education class.
Mm-hmm.
And along with House Bill 121, we have Senate Bill 944, which is a board that is made up of counselors and parents and educators to ensure that this is being done not, we got to be locked up, but we see you not going according. So now we're going to put someone out there to make you do it.
Absolutely.
Okay? And then we also have what we call the stay away law, which is something that the children didn't have back in 2003, which is a protection order for the children so that they can begin to be away from their abuser, be switched out of the same school and things like that.
Absolutely. And there's another person that really needs to be added to the dynamic of this story. And for people who don't know this story, please pick it up and read this story in Essence Magazine. We're going to tell you how you can go to Carolyn's website and what she's doing next. But there is another young woman in this dynamic who really, her life was probably maybe saved by Otrella, and that is the girl that, Rayanne, the girl that Marcus was dating before Otrella. And her parents went to great lengths to get Rayanne away from Marcus. In fact, they moved to another district so that she could be rid of him. And she really, really took Trella's death to heart. Talk about that.
Yes. Yes, Rayanne, she really didn't know Trella during the school time. She just knew of Trella. Then they finally got to know each other. And I asked her once, I was like, Rayanne, why didn't you ever tell Trella of the abuse that you went through with Marcus? And her words were, we knew Trella wasn't going to take it. Every child that you could speak to right now that's a grown-up will tell you, they knew Trella wasn't going to take it. Trella was going to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if Trella got caught up in it, they knew Mama was going to step in.
Right.
You know, and this young lady went through hard times. Like you said, her parents had to switch schools. They had to leave school. I mean, this boy then set a book back on fire at school. He popped upside the head with big folders. And, I mean, he bruised her. He did things. He raped her. He did a lot of things to this young lady. And these were things that were unknown to myself and others, some other students, because they kind of kept it hidden because she left. She moved away.
And so how did Rayanne come back into the mix? Because I read somewhere where she said that she keeps a picture of Otrella above her bed because she wants to always be reminded of Otrella's life and really the sacrifice that she gave so that Rayanne may be alive.
Yeah, Rayanne is a mother now herself and a beautiful young man. She's got a young little boy that she has. But Rayanne still keeps Otrella alive. She keeps a photo at her in her home. She does advocacy. She's an advocacy for her. Mm-hmm. She advocates in regards to speaking for Teen Day about awareness and prevention.
Mm-hmm.
She's still with the call. She's still with the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me all the time, Mom, that could have been me.
Yeah.
That could have been me. And I understand where she's coming from with that. People probably say, well, how can she come to you and say that could have been me when she could have told you? She's a child. She was a child at the time.
Right.
You know, you have to look at the circumstances and place yourself in other people's shoes most of the time.
Right. And for Marcus, Marcus is serving now a 40-year sentence in prison.
Yes, ma'am.
How did that make you feel?
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a problem with that. See, I became a correctional officer in 2005 because I wanted to know how prisoners was being treated. I wanted to know if prisoners was being helped. I wanted to know if prisoners was getting any kind of counseling or rehabilitation and all this good stuff that people talk about. Well, in my being a correctional officer, I found out that that's very limited and it's only on a volunteer basis. They're not being forced to do this. So I left the system and I'm now in school. I graduate next year. Working on the double major for psychology and social criminal justice because I want to go in the system and be one of those people to help them go through the rehabilitation.
Wow. It's just an amazing story, Carolyn. I want you to give all of our listeners your website and how they can connect to your foundation.
Okay. It's www.ortrallafoundation.org. And they can also go on there. We're having our second annual gala on this Saturday. And I just welcome everyone to just give us a shout out for our gala. And if you have any donations, we're accepting those too.
Absolutely.
But Yeah, it's www.ortralafoundation.org. And you can also see my biggest beautiful picture on there.
Absolutely. Carolyn White Mosley, you know what? You are a shero. You are a courageous mother and a courageous woman. And may God continue to bless the work of your hands, and that you will go out and spread this word, and that young lives will be saved and will be encouraged, and we will see an end to dating and teen violence. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And I want the parents to just love. Love your babies and hold them tight.
Absolutely. Let me take a quick break here. Carolyn, hang on for me. Let me take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professional. Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788. OPT. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I tell you, this segment of the OPT is sponsored by... Tonja's Professional Tax Service in Bunkie. 100 Evergreen Street. The number to phone is 318-346-6788. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years, and also Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. The number to phone is 318-346-2540 or 337-942-9939. Also want to remind you about the Academy of Training Skills, Changing Lives Through Programs. For more information, go to their website at www.aatss.com or phone 337-214-0428. The Academy of Training Skills is absolutely changing lives. And we heard a little bit about how the penal system is not rehabilitating people. And so if you've got a nonviolent offender and they need to be transformed, they need skills, they need to be trained, the number to phone is 337-214-0428, the Academy of Training Skills. Also, tobacco-free living. We're so glad that Alexandria is leading the way in breathing clean air at work. Well, as we wind down the show, I want to remind everybody to pick up February's edition of Essence Magazine. On the cover is Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. And the story that we featured this morning is called A Dangerous Kind of Love. And you know, we have been featuring this month as the Love Month, in addition to many other things, Heart Month, and also African American History Month. And one of the most poignant things, I think, that Carolyn White Mosley left with us is the word love, and a word that we have focused on throughout this month, and a word that we need to continue to walk in and to speak to, and that's the word love. And she came up with an acronym for her girls, and that acronym is love, the first letter L, meaning learning, O, meaning our, V, meaning value, and E, meaning every day. Learning our value every day. And I hope that that's something that you'll carry with you as we remember February as the Love Month. Learning our value every single day. And one of the things that Carolyn said off the air is that domestic violence doesn't start with the person. She said the core of domestic violence is control. And so these are the stories, and these are the things that we want to tell you, we want to help you